The candidates are certainly united in their criticism of President Bush's policies, both foreign and domestic. Every candidate mentioned the president stands on affirmative action, environmental protection, and especially the faltering economy as reasons for his ouster. Missouri Congressman Dick Gebhardt accused the president of being out of touch with ordinary working-class citizens and said Democratic policies are better for the economy.
We handed him the best economy in probably 50 years in this country. And in 2 short years, 24 months, he has turned every good fact on its head. We've had massive unemployment. We've had layoffs all over this country. Growth is down. Don't look at your 401k. You'll be mad and surprised if you do.
All of the candidates are also critical of Mr. Bush's stated foreign policy objectives. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman charged Bush with alienating the United States from other developed nations by opting out of the Global Warming Treaty and other agreements.
By pulling out of the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty, arms control treaties, and other international pacts, and by issuing an unnecessary and divisive policy of military preemption, George W. Bush has separated us from most of the rest of the world and weakened our alliances just at the time when we need them more than ever.
But foreign policy was also a source of disagreement among the Democratic contenders, especially with regard to Iraq. While Lieberman, Gebhardt, North Carolina Senator John Edwards, and Massachusetts Senator John Kerry support military action in Iraq, others eager to make an impression here said U.S. forces should not attack Saddam Hussein. This group included the former Illinois Senator Carol Mosley Braun, Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, and the Reverend Al Sharpton. Another divisive subject is the recent performance of the Democratic Party itself. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean said the party was getting a wishy-washy image.
I want a party that stands unashamedly for equal rights for all Americans. I want a party that stands unashamedly for health care for every single American. I want a party that stands unashamedly for balanced budgets and taking care of poor kids and voting.
With so many candidates, Democrats are sure to have a vigorous primary. And at this weekend's meeting, Party Chairman Terry McAuliffe promised support for the candidates. But he also pleaded with them to put their common interests first.
All we ask from you, the candidates, is one simple thing in return. Your pledge to us today to come together and to support our nominee once the primary process ends up in the spring of 2004.
In the past, that's often been the toughest challenge for Democrats, and it will be especially important next year against an incumbent president who expects to have his own party solidly behind him. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.